beautiful sound in the world. Right now, it's Jennifer's voice.
Hi.
Hi. How are you?
I'm back. I'm a little battered, but I'm
a little
okay.
Battered. Really? Can't take a little hunga bunga here and there?
Oh. No,
with your
system.
Just
to warn you guys, if you get a stomach virus, it's rough. It is totally rough, and I've talked to a lot of people that have it right now.
Yeah. I had a little of it, remember, on Thanksgiving Day, and then, not the day before, when I had Thanksgiving dinner with you, I felt great. I had the same thing last night. I went to an event, and I don't know what I got a hold of. There were three or four different things that I was snacking on, and I had the exact same feeling I did a week ago. So whether
really?
It's something that's there, maybe just lingering a little bit, I felt wonderfully well. Just took 6-7 hours for it to work out, and last night I felt, oh, my God, I was on the phone to somebody, and it was about 9 o'clock, and I was just leaving an event, a little political fundraiser. You know how I love those.
You love to hobnob.
I have to do a little politicking to get some local work done on the farm. Anyway, so I'm leaving, and I get into my truck, and I immediately thought to myself, oof, I better go back to the restaurant. So
uh-oh.
I did. And
you left them a doggy bag.
And then I couldn't wait to get home. So where
are
we?
You've had that on and off for a few weeks.
I have, yeah. That's what I'm saying. It's maybe something that just...
Maybe I'll blame you then.
Yeah, please. Blame it on the on the boss, Nova. The day is upon us. Jennifer is here. We have our interpretation of the news. I suppose even though... I mean, there are a couple of things that are always, on everybody's mind that you got to spend a few minutes on and get to some of the other items in the news that maybe people are not so familiar with but would be interested to know. Did you know that the president is having lunch today with Mitt Romney at the White House?
Cute.
Yeah. They're going to talk about what they agree on. So the lunch will last about 4 minutes.
They agree that they both would like to live there.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, listen. So, that's nice. The winning ticket sold in Powerball, one of them in Arizona, one in Missouri. The winning number, Jennifer, 5, 16, 22, 23, 29, and the Powerball number, 06. Winners splitting $579.9 million. Went up $30 million before the drawing in the last hour or so. So, what's that? $500 million.
A half a billion, yeah.
The time you can take it over the years. You can take 20-year payout. So, let's do the math here for a second, all right? You have 570, let's say for argument's purposes, it's $580 billion, all right? Divide that in half, right? You got it? You're doing the math so far?
Oh, yes, absolutely.
What? You don't like to do math?
I hate math.
It's $290 million. So once if you decide to take it over 20 years, you're going to get a little over $10 million a year. All right?
Not bad. I can deal with that.
After taxes at 38%, you're down to $6.4 million more or less, somewhere in that vicinity.
Could still take
state
that.
Taxes,
but then you're going to be in a higher tax bracket,
right? So, especially with the new taxes.
So essentially, I'm going to have exactly what I have now. Perfect.
I'm not sure it's that bad, but you can take it. Like you get $6 million a year out of it. That's not bad for 20 years. Now, the other side of it, if you took cash, 379 to 380 million, divide 380 million. And you're going to have $190 million, and then you pay taxes on that, and it gets it down to, in cash terms, about $140, maybe a little bit less than $140. Depends on where you go. But for the most part, they take away 38% of it in terms of the federal tax dollar. So the Fed should hope into the fiscal cliff reality that we should have more power. Let's have a Powerball jackpot a day.
I think so, too.
Help pay down that horrible deficit that we have.
That's a good idea. We should have a raffle to pay down the deficit. We'd give away a big screen TV.
Yeah.
Give away free taxes.
Cars. General Motors cars to help America. So 180, 190.
Would you take it all at once, or would you do a yearly
thing? No, I think I'd do a yearly thing. over 20
really?
Years. Yeah, I think so.
See, I would take it all at once. I would rather trust my investments because you get hit by a bus tomorrow. I'd rather have all that money in the bank.
I'm not going to get hit by a bus tomorrow.
No, but if you die tomorrow.
They stop paying.
They stop paying, right?
Oh, I'm not sure about that. Somebody know the rules? Somebody can help us at 800-510-8255. We would like to know, for your benefit, how this works. If you take a payout over 20 years, in this circumstance, it's $6 or $7 million a year. Does it stop when you die?
Go to your heirs. Hopefully, we'll all make it for 20 more years.
Yeah,
but
exactly.
You never know.
Yeah. Count on yourself. Feel good about yourself, Jennifer.
I do. I just don't count on that bus driver driving rapidly down the street.
Stay off the bus. Okay, Jennifer has news on Jessica Simpson, Demi Moore, Brad Pitt, Leanne Rimes. That's all coming up later in this hour. Plus a couple with an interesting medical condition to talk about. We're having a good day here on the Good Day program, and one of the best things about it is that Jennifer is back at the helm. Folks, with the holidays coming, don't go to a party with yellow stained teeth. Yellow stained teeth causes stress for thousands and thousands and thousands of Americans, just like you. And whitening toothpaste, say it again, Doug, whitening toothpaste just does not make those ugly stains go away. I know that you want to have a wonderful white smile. When you walk into the party, you want people to look at you and say, wow, what are you doing? What's going on with you? Something different about your look. And you can say, I use power swabs. It's a five-minute solution to your yellow teeth. If you have them, listen up. Power swabs, better because it works on natural teeth as well as caps, crowns, veneers, and it's easy. There are no messy strips, no trays. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes and you are done. Done, 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 done. In a few minutes after that, you're going to see the results. That's right, two shades whiter. Your teeth in one application will be two shades whiter. 7 days, the yellow fades away. So call this number right now, 800-865-7602. That's 800-865-7602. And you can learn how you can save 50% off the retail price. That's the deal this week. 50% off the retail price for power swabs at 800-865-7602. We guarantee that your friends, your families, your coworkers will notice right away as your smile gets whiter. Risk-free. If it doesn't work, get your money back, plus 50% off the retail price for power swabs to whiten your teeth. 800-865-7602.
Do you have a used or vintage musical instrument at home gathering dust? Guitar Center's experts are interested in buying it from you now through Sunday. You don't even need to be a musician. Look in attics and basements because we'll pay you top dollar for qualified guitars, amps, pedals, keyboards, drums, and more. It's the Used and Vintage Gear Expo at your local Guitar Center. Now through Sunday. Looking to upgrade? We'll buy qualified used and vintage gear and give you a 15% discount on new gear. You can even trade gear. Find details and your local store at guitarcenter.com.
Today we're asking people to name their one favorite meal for one from Stouffer's.
One favorite? Stouffer's lasagna. But how about the barbecue chicken?
Grilled white meat chicken coated with a sweet and tangy sauce with a side of cheesy potatoes topped with crisp bacon.
Yes.
So that's your one Stouffer's favorite.
Oh, but I also like Stouffer's meatloaf.
Classic meatloaf with a rich tomato glaze. Smothered in a savory gravy with a tasty side of... Hey, where are you going?
You're kidding? The store!
Stock up on all your favorite Stouffer's meals for one. Today.
Hi, friends. Doug Steffen here with today's Celebrate Me Time tip from Stouffer's Single Serve Meals. Important to take a few breaks from whatever you're doing every day. How about walking around the block or your yard? Relax. Breathe in some fresh air. You'll be surprised how this bit of me time will truly help to recharge your battery as well as refuel your mind. Make sure to keep listening for more tips like this from our friends at Stouffer's Single Serve Meals.
Ladies, how many pounds have you gained since you turned 40? If you're like most women, probably 10 or more. But hundreds of thousands of women have discovered the secret to losing weight after 40. It's called Amberin, and it's an advanced natural product clinically shown to cause sustained weight loss for women over 40. Amberin balances hormones naturally, so the extra weight can fall right off. You can try Amberin absolutely risk-free and get a one-month supply free by calling 1-800-830-7670. That's 1-800-830-7670.
The Doug Stephan Good Day program with Jennifer Horn and me taking a look in this hour of Good Day at the major news items, things that ought to be talked about today. I'm sure this is one of them. I wonder how much traction this conversation will get, Jennifer. I'm thinking about a study, the campaign against smoking that has gone worldwide. Countries are introducing tough restrictions on tobacco usage, advertising, but the tobacco industry, God love them, fighting back by this week invoking international trade agreements to get around most of the rules from the various countries around the world that are trying to limit people, especially the countries that have their own health care, that is national health care. Australia is a pretty good example, trying to repeal a legal assault on its law that requires cigarettes to be sold in plain packs with no logos, no colors, no advertising, nothing. The law takes effect this weekend. The multinational cigarette makers have gotten together, and they are fighting this at all levels in countries all around the world. So the broad concern that people have about smoking, and then the trade provisions. This is so complicated. This is just so, it's amazing how we don't understand countries ratifying trade agreements and what's included in those trade agreements. There, in this circumstance, the cigarette people say that these countries have imposed unreasonable restrictions on the use of their products, and they want compensation. So they're suing the tobacco companies for making it difficult. In Australia, for example, they don't want to have this packaging law because they want to be able to promote how wonderful their product is for all the people who use it. Meanwhile, public health advocates are not really happy. Actually, they're afraid of this legal attack because, you know, lawyers get involved in all this stuff. We're talking about big money. Big tobacco is, you know, they've got billions of dollars. They've made billions over the years killing people. So 6 million people a year dying of smoking and smoking-related causes? That enough to keep people from smoking? Apparently not. Here's the story of two people. Dr. Oliver Bolger is undergoing chemotherapy this month for breast cancer. His wife is undergoing chemotherapy for breast cancer as well.
Wow.
How about that?
So that doesn't happen often for men to get breast cancer, correct?
No. Interesting, they are both cancer researchers at the Anderson Cancer Center at the University of Texas. While doing research, the two connected over their passion, they got married. And now both of them in their early 50s are shocked because they are both fighting the same kind of cancer. Now, I don't know if this was brought about by smoking. I'm thinking it probably wasn't, but under the circumstance, imagine in your family, if both you and your spouse were fighting the same disease the way these people are. It's pretty amazing, isn't it, when you think about it? But there's so much of this, there's so much cancer around now, from the environment, from what we eat, from what we're around. Heavens, take care of yourself. 21 after the hour, and good day.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro-EM-1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you, over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro-EM-1 supports a healthy, regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Toll free, 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
The new CEO of Yahoo gave an interview. She said that her priorities are God, family, and Yahoo in that order. When reached for comment, God and her family said, I think she should be worrying more about Yahoo, okay? We're fine.
Hey, we're learning more and more about the cause of that huge explosion at the strip club in Massachusetts. Apparently, a utility worker was responding to reports of a gas leak and punctured a pipe, and then an unknown spark ignited a massive explosion, injured 21 people. Nobody was killed, luckily, 21 people injured. Police now trace the origin of the spark. Apparently, a stripper was giving a lap dance to a guy in corduroy pants.
President Obama is going to have lunch tomorrow with Mitt Romney. The Mitt Romney that he was against during the election. And he thought you had an awkward meal with your family on Thanksgiving. They're eating at the White House. Here's how the lunch is going to go. Mitt, this could have been your private dining room. These could have been your presidential knives and forks. After the president won re-election, he said he wanted to meet Mr. Romney with him because he believes he has ideas that could be very helpful. And it's a nice gesture from the president, especially considering the fact that he hasn't let Joe Biden have lunch with him even once.
That's not true. I think they have lunch every week, as a matter of fact. Joe Biden and the president. Anyway, that's Jimmy Kimmel, Jay Leno, Conan O'Brien, with some laughs from last night's shows, and it's nice to hear Jennifer giggle again, isn't it?
That's giggling. Pretty funny stuff. I know. It feels good to giggle, too.
26, that does. Really, it does great things for your body as well. 26 past the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Now, as we focus on some of the television programs, Jennifer has caught up with The View. She's been ill the last 3 or 4 days, so she was watching daytime television. So yesterday you watched the ladies discuss what they would do had they won the Powerball jackpot. Let's listen to this.
And can you imagine what would happen if any of us hit? Would you come to work tomorrow?
Would you?
Yeah, oh hell yeah.
Yeah.
You know, work for me is... It is about getting paid, but it's also about a whole other thing. I have to work. My brain doesn't allow me not to. I would be here tomorrow, but I would pay off every debt of all of my friends because everybody needs a fresh start for 2013 that's coming up, so I'd pay everybody's debt off, and then I'd put a pile of money in the middle and unleash family.
They come after you. The brother-in-law of your sister-in-law of your cousin who is married to your uncle. But you know what? They say that many lottery winners, when they win, that it doesn't enhance their lives. Now, I think that's because everybody does come after
you.
But if you you know, get a team and you know how to invest a little and you have some knowledge.
Well, it's not even a team.
People feel guilty because they got the money and, you know, other people
so
don't. They feel
what
obligated.
She's talking about.
They don't feel guilty.
They'll give a lot away to taxes right off the bat.
You give $100 million, you get about $350 million.
The thing is also, when you haven't had a lot of money, suddenly a big shift like that, you think it's going to be great and you think it's going to be okay, but you then have to learn certain words that you haven't had to learn before, like no to people that you love. And then suddenly that guilt that they put on you, because nobody guilts you like family.
It's true.
Nobody guilts you like family. So from today's show, one of the pieces at DougStephan.com today, pieces of the Thursday pie, the idea of winning hundreds of millions of dollars, there are a lot of people who have won $1 million second prizes. They don't know it, and therefore, around the country, there are about $800 million in winnings that have not been collected. The executive director of the Multi-State Lottery Association tells us here at Good Day, $40 billion in prizes awarded in lotteries last year in our country, $40 billion, but $800 million of them have gone unclaimed. So you want to check that out?
I'd like to check out the unclaimed money.
Yeah, right. 28 after on Good Day.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. Here's something you may not have known about me. Almost every item in my house comes from a hotel that I've stayed at around the world. No, I didn't steal it. I bought it. Many hotels use amenities like comfortable beds and upscale spa products to attract guests, and then make those items available to bring home with you. The Hilton Home Collection offers everything from its Serenity bed to shower heads. The W Hotel Store tries to extend its hip brand with funky items like acrylic furniture, fur throw rugs, and even clothing. If you've ever stayed in a Westin hotel, then you've probably introduced to the Heavenly Bed and the chain's signature white tea scents, all of which are for sale. The Sofitel chain, which is based in France, sells items that are European-inspired, including linens from Paris and porcelain dishes from France. And you've probably heard of the famous marching ducks at the Peabody Hotel. Well, the Peabody Galleria also sells duck-themed everything. And in my opinion, no bathroom is complete without a rubber ducky. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
I'm Jim Furyk, 16-time PGA Tour winner. Whether I'm on tour or vacationing with my family, I make sure MedJet is there with me. It's priceless peace of mind. MedJet keeps me in the game.
As a MedJet member, if you're hospitalized more than 150 miles from home, your membership includes medical transfer to the hospital of your choice. With membership starting at $99, you don't have to be a tour pro to travel like one. Visit MedJetRadio.com to get your membership today.
As a small business owner, you've probably heard how Constant Contact helps small businesses grow with email marketing. And you may be asking, could it really work for me? Well, consider this. Every dollar small business owners spend on email marketing puts $40 back in their pockets. So it's no surprise that 2 out of 3 of them plan to invest more in email this year. Now you may be asking, how can I get a piece of that action? Simple. Just visit ConstantContact.com to start your free email marketing
trial. Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
This is a high Christmas priority for the survivalist on your gift list. For a very limited time, MyPatriotSupply.com is offering 30% off a special Christmas preparedness package, now through December 14th only. Stuff a stocking with a preparedness package that includes a 72-hour, 16-serving food kit, an emergency quick stove with 4 fuel discs, plus a 5-pack of replacement fuel discs, 2 LifeStraw personal water filters, 1 magnesium fire starter, a 4-pack of waterproof matches, and a $25 gift certificate to MyPatriotSupply.com. Regularly over $140, but now only $99. With free shipping to the lower 48, only from MyPatriotSupply.com and only through December 14th. Hurry to MyPatriotSupply.com or call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. Merry Christmas from MyPatriotSupply.com.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135 and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Do I say that in each hour? It's a.
It's a.
Is it?
It's
it
a.
Isn't, it isn't. It's a. It is 33 and change after the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program. What's new at DougSteffen.com today goes back to our reflection on Powerball, because we're, people are interested in the numbers, interested who won, how much did they win, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But if you didn't hear what we were talking about a few minutes ago, Jennifer and I were musing about the fact that there are about $1 billion of unclaimed winnings, somewhere between $800 million and $900 and some odd million laying around in various lotteries just for this past year. People don't know that they came in second or third or fourth, and there's money there. Have you ever, playing the lottery, Jennifer, won anything at all?
Yes.
How much?
But literally, it was like $5. It was when, because I think I just got like the mega number, which is for us like the power number, which you have to have. But so it was like $5. It wasn't
$5.
I'll take it. Yeah.
Michael,
my
you ever
won a couple of times.
Any money? Michael 48, the controls in our studio in Washington. You ever won any money?
Like Jen, just a few bucks.
A few bucks here and there. How often, how much money do you think you've spent in the last year, both of you, on buying tickets?
I have a season yearly pass. I play every week, twice a week.
A season pass?
Season year, pass.
Year's pass, yeah.
What does that cost?
Subscription.
What does that cost?
$104.
So what would make you think you'd win? Has anybody who had a yearly pass ever won anything?
I don't know, but you play every drawing, so it increases your chances.
So you play $1 every drawing?
Yeah, twice a week.
Huh. They're just
about
that. Yeah, they love people
that's
like
good.
That.
At least, hey, you know what? He's not putting in
it's
too
great
much.
Dreaming.
He's putting in what he can afford.
Yeah,
and
right,
you never know.
Right.
Exactly.
All right. So, very good, Michael. Write that down. You
do
cannot
your
win
own numbers?
If you do not play. You always play the same number or not? You have to
pick the same numbers for the whole year. At the end of the year, you can change the numbers.
Huh.
So, okay.
So what's your number,
you picked
Michael?
Them, not quick pick.
Yeah. I know they're not good numbers.
Apparently not. The poll today at DougSteffen.com, how much did you spend on lottery tickets for the Powerball? I must admit, last night I was at a fundraiser, political fundraiser, so I was thinking of it in the afternoon when I came from a business meeting, and I I had three people in the truck with me on our way back from the meeting. I was thinking, well, stop somewhere. And then it completely went out of my mind and didn't think about it again, actually, until this morning when I saw the winning numbers. So I was not, I guess, the typical American buying Powerball tickets. How much did you spend? A, $2. B, $10 or less. C, $10 to $20. D, $20 to $50. E, $50 to $100. F, more than $100. G, I didn't buy any Powerball tickets. Too bad. All right, so
I heard that if you bought them in Connecticut, if you had won in Connecticut, you would actually get more money because the tax rate is better there.
Is it?
True?
I don't really know. What I do know is there are very few winners ever from the Northeast. And how many winners do you remember from California on any of these big drives?
The only ones that ever win in California are like from some weird desert town with only 10 people
out
in
of
it.
The way. I think this is rigged so that people who buy these tickets in big stores, in big cities, do not win.
But know that we can't play Powerball in California.
You play Mega Millions.
Mega Millions.
Yeah. Well, you can go over the border to Arizona and buy them if you want to.
Such a drive.
I know. About to win all that money.
For half a billion. Sure. I don't know.
Yeah. But think about it for a minute. That in this circumstance, the amount of energy that is devoted to this, it's fun. People think what they could do. It's very therapeutic. I find that. I talk to psychologists about why people buy these things when they know they can't win. Well, what kind of a way is that to go into it? If you bought a ticket and you think, oh, I'm not going to win, what the heck are you buying a ticket for? What, are you crazy? Don't buy a ticket. You think, I'm going to win. Like Uri Geller would tell you, I'm a winner. I'm a winner. I'm a winner. In some way, shape, or form, you will be. All right, so that's enough on Powerball. Jessica Simpson. Is she pregnant again, Jennifer?
Can
What's the
you
story?
Believe it?
After losing that weight, she needed the weight. When did she have the baby?
7 months ago, I think. The kid's 7 months old. But yes,
is she married to this guy yet?
Not yet. They were supposed to get
practicing?
Married after the baby. They just keep practicing.
Maybe
for
after
marriage.
The next baby.
They're getting really good at it. But yeah, I mean, everybody in her camp says that she is pregnant, and the caveat here is that Weight Watchers has made a deal with her. She was supposed to lose weight. They were going to pay her if she did, and she did lose weight. There were also some people that
like
were
60 pounds.
She did, but did people were saying that she didn't actually use just the Weight Watchers system, that she may have cheated by doing fasting and, you know, heavy workouts and stuff like that. Who knows? But then to complicate that story, yesterday the rumor mill started pumping that she's pregnant. She went to Us Weekly and said that yes, she is pregnant.
Really?
So, I don't know. 7 months. That's quick. That's a fast one. And and Weight Watchers won't comment on it to say if they're going to pay her a single dime or not.
Well, were they not? Are they not supposed to pay her if she gets pregnant again?
Well, I think they were only
because
gonna pay
of the
her
rumors.
I think maybe both. Maybe the fact that did she really strictly use the Weight Watcher system? I mean, Weight Watchers is a healthy way to lose weight, and 60 pounds over, let's say, 5 months. That's pretty fast for someone her size, don't you think?
Well, how much did she weigh to begin with? What was she up to, about 160?
I don't know. I have no idea. I would say she was probably, she got big with her pregnancy.
Mm-hmm. I don't think she looked bad at all.
No. But I think it was, I mean, she's really super skinny right now. She lost a lot of weight.
Doesn't look good.
So.
I know. She looks like Lindsay Lohan, who, by the way.
Did you watch Liz and Dick, by the way?
No, I'm not going to waste my time on that.
Oh, my God. For
it's
someone
awful,
who
right?
was married to her bed for the last few days, I tried it. 10 minutes. I had to shut it off.
Yeah. Lindsay
that might have been what gave me the virus, I think.
You think?
Maybe.
Apparently, Lindsay has been arrested. She got into a fight early this morning in a New York City nightclub. She was enjoying time at Club Avenue. She got into an altercation with a female patron. After the dispute allegedly got physical, police were called to the scene and arrested her on the grounds of assault. Now, Lindsay Lohan doesn't look like she's big enough or strong enough to assault anybody. But can you imagine the field day TMZ is going to have with this today and all
Looking
the entertainment
right now,
shows?
Top story.
What, the top story is that she's arrested on TMZ?
She was arrested 4 a.m., in New York City, punching a woman at a nightclub.
Uh-huh. And did the woman punch back, though? That's the question.
Apparently, this lady was in her space. Lindsay said, give me room. And
in her space? What does that mean?
In her space. I don't know. Maybe too close to her. But, hello, you're in a nightclub. How much space do you get?
Well, what does that mean, you're in my space? Why do you go to these places in the first place? I'm looking at some of the pictures now surrounding this whole thing. Ugh, what drivel. But people love, as you said, people love this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so let's check our social media. Speaking of that sort of thing, we have been remiss in a number of ways. Let's check out some of the three or four things that have been going on since you left us last week, following what people are saying and or thinking. It's facebook.com/Good Day Show. Tweet us at Good Day Show. And so what stories have you picked out that were of interest and importance?
Well, I thought we'd start with just a couple of comments that have come in regarding the show over the last couple of days. Jeff Martin from Bedford said privatizing the military will make a tremendous cost to the budget. Were you guys talking about privatizing the military?
What we've talked about here has to do with the budget itself. A lot of discussion about what we need to do to be fiscally responsible and the waste, fraud, corruption, and abuse in the Defense Department and us being involved in wars that are useless. Imagine spending $1 billion a day in Afghanistan like we still are. How much money do we waste in Iraq? How much money are we spending to monitor what's going on in Syria and or the Middle East? And it goes on and on. Somebody, I think, tweeted us and said, or we got an email from someone who said, why do we have all these soldiers stationed in Germany and Japan? And those are all good questions. Why?
Mm-hmm.
It's just like welfare, in a sense. And why? And it's very expensive welfare. Plus the fact when they come home from the theater of war, we treat them like crap.
Right.
So anyway, I think those, I believe many of those things were referenced, or there was a feeling like that, if I remember some of the conversation that we got back and forth. Richie was watching us a little bit while you were gone. And so that question also reflects his interest.
I gotcha. Okay. And then Cheryl Lumley said, thank you for saying Merry Christmas to one of your guests this morning. She loved hearing that. That was something nice.
I think I had somebody on after Thanksgiving. I started saying, well, I don't like happy holidays. I think it means a little something, I suppose. But if you know the person celebrating Christmas, say Merry Christmas. If you don't, you can still say it. And say, well, I don't celebrate. I mean, who would say that? Unless you're a jerk, why would you say, oh, I'm sorry. Well, I don't know. I guess it would depend on how you put the response. Why would you, if I say to you, Jennifer, hey, Merry Christmas, and you say, I don't celebrate Christmas. Okay, well, then have a nice holiday, whatever it is. I mean, you can follow it up with that. But Christmas, let's face it, is the predominant holiday at this time of year. There are more Christians or more people celebrating Christmas in various ways than are celebrating Hanukkah, than are celebrating Kwanzaa or any of the other things. There are plenty of legitimate reasons to celebrate in various religious traditions, but the biggest one is Christmas. So you got the best shot of making somebody feel good if you say, hey, Merry Christmas, Fred. And if Fred doesn't celebrate Christmas, it's
too bad.
But you know what? If you don't celebrate, you don't. I wouldn't say that it would be good style or form to go back and say, I don't celebrate Christmas.
No, you just say thank you and move on.
Hey, thanks. Merry Christmas to you, too. That's it.
Now, a correction from one of our Facebook fans, which I've noticed, and I have tried to correct you a couple times.
Uh-oh.
With this one.
Yeah,
I know. Darla said, I keep hearing you mention 12-12-12.
I know,
are you referring to that Mayan
12,
calendar 21, thing?
12, yeah,
it's 12-21-12.
But 12-12-12 sounds so much more, it's much more exciting to think of 12-12-12. I just I invert the numbers for my own convenience and for a good story. But thank you for reminding me. It's not going to change what I do, but thanks for reminding me. We'll start the watch on 12-12-12. How's that?
I love to go through these random ones because it's kind of fun, so I can catch up on what you guys have been doing. Janet posted something for you and said, Doug, I thought your daughter would like to see this T-shirt that was in a recent catalog. And it says, let's eat grandma. And then it says, let's eat, comma, grandma. And then underneath it says, commas save lives.
So can you send that to Megan on her Facebook page?
I'll share it with Megan.
Yeah,
I will put it
on
Megan's
Facebook page. She had a picture of the pecan pie. Did we talk about that last week? The pecan pie.
Looks great.
Put it on Megan's Facebook page.
Scott Sugar Bear Pearson said, hey, Jennifer, I'm a good dishwasher and inexpensive, too. A good watchdog also, but I do love to eat. Have a good day. So, Scott, I may have to adopt you. I don't know. I think he's sending me a little message because I must have been looking for a dishwasher.
Oh, did you tell me you needed a new dishwasher?
I do need a new dishwasher, really? Terribly. Oof, yeah.
Terribly. All right, so maybe as a Christmas present, you and I can go shopping while I'm out there, and I'll get one on the installment plan, $1 down and the chase is on.
There we go. But then we're going to nix Sugar Bear out of a job.
No, you know what? I'll install it. How's that for you? I'll come to your house and install.
I almost spit my water out.
You what?
I almost spit my water out.
When I said I'd install it? No, I will. I just install one in the barn here. Because we wash all of the things that we feed the calves in, we just put a new one in the barn. So I'll help you install it. Okay. And we'll get your father over. That would be hysterical. Your father and me.
Guys do this?
Yeah,
oh, yeah,
let's do that. All right. Let's talk to your father and I will huddle, and we'll figure out. We'll go to Sears and we'll get you a dishwasher. This is perfect. Over Christmas, I'm not sure that I'm going to be there actually over Christmas. I may not be. I got to come back for a little bit of a meeting next the week after next, and then I may not be back until after the first of the year. But at some point, if I do come for Christmas itself, then we'll go get a dishwasher and we'll bring it over and install it.
I like
that. That's a deal.
And we also are asking what your favorite coffee is on Facebook.
Yeah, we've been doing that for a couple of days. Roberta got us started on that, I think.
That's a good one, yeah. We've gotten lots of votes. 7-Eleven, Keurig, pumpkin spice latte, that's my favorite.
Well, I wanted to know, I think what we boiled it down to, Michael, if you remember correctly, we were looking for a brand. It seems to me there's a story at DougStefan.com the other day about Dunkin' Donuts trying to register the world's greatest coffee as a trademark, and they weren't allowed to do it. Mm-hmm. And so then we started talking about coffees and what people thought was the best coffee or the greatest coffee, and we were aiming at brands more than like 7-Eleven came in. What were some of the ones you just mentioned?
Let's see, 7-Eleven,
Starbucks,
Green Mountain,
Seattle,
which is also
best.
Really good.
Yeah.
Let's see, Senka, Starbucks.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. All right.
Uban. Oh, I haven't heard about
Uban
in a while.
That's a
Boyce
long time.
Coffee.
How about
Folgers?
Minute? What was the old Chock Full of Nuts? Is that heavenly coffee?
The only thing
they
with Chocolate and Nuts is after the bucket list, I can't not think about someone being buried.
They buried
in
the cans. That's right. Yeah, remember that at the end? The ashes were in the cans of the bucket list. Yeah, that's right. I remember that. On top of the mountain. That was a great movie.
Yeah, I don't want to drink Morgan Freeman. I just don't.
I don't want to drink Jack Nicholson.
Wasn't it Morgan, though, that was in the can?
Both of them were.
Oh, they
were
both
in
the can, that's right.
At the end, yeah, exactly. It's 12:40 the hour on Good Day.
Today we're asking people to name their one favorite meal for one from Stouffer's.
One favorite? Stouffer's lasagna. But how about the barbecue chicken?
Grilled white meat chicken coated with a sweet and tangy sauce with a side of cheesy potatoes topped with crisp bacon.
Yes.
So that's your one Stouffer's favorite.
Oh, but I also like Stouffer's meatloaf.
Classic meatloaf with a rich tomato glaze. Smothered in a savory gravy with a tasty side of...
Hey, where are you going?
You kidding? The store!
Stock up on all your favorite Stouffer's meals for one. Today.
Election Day, November 6, 2012, a narrow majority of voters repealed America's 1776 Declaration of Independence and replaced it with President Obama's Declaration of Dependence upon ever bigger government, higher taxes, etc. Now, what should Americans expect over the next 4 years? That's the subject of a hot new book entitled The Great Debasement by Craig R. Smith. Since 2009, gold prices have nearly doubled. Silver has nearly tripled. Meanwhile, the value of the dollar continues to disintegrate. One book clearly explains this 100-year dying of the dollar and how to get America's money back. I've been authorized to offer 2,000 free copies of The Great Debasement to help you prepare for the largest confiscation of wealth history coming in the next 4 years. Call 800-289-2646. Get a free copy of this book, 800-289-2646. Again, toll free, 800-289-2646.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hey there, it's your friend Doug Steffen with today's Exergen Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds, in fact. Teach your little ones to sing a loud verse of Twinkle Twinkle Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. For a copy of this tip and others like it, go to Exergen.com. Exergen, changing the way the world takes temperature. I promised a little Demi Moore. She's got a new younger boyfriend. Is that headline news?
That's headline news for her, I think. She loves young boyfriends.
Cougar!
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Oh, my aching back. I've got to get some relief for my arthritis.
When arthritis pain rears its ugly head, rub on Smooth Gator, the 60-second pain relief. Smooth Gator provides topical relief from head to toe and everywhere in between to stop pain fast. Smooth Gator is made with all natural oils, including wintergreen, aloe vera, and eucalyptus in a safe, non-greasy formula. Rub Smooth Gator on your neck, back, legs, knees, hands, any muscle or joint where pain from arthritis sprains, strains, or backache needs fast 60-second pain relief. Smooth Gator can also be used for allergies, sinuses, fibromyalgia, and rheumatoid arthritis. In the time it took to listen to this message, you could have had relief with Smooth Gator, the 60-second pain relief. Go to smoothgator.com or phone 727-278-3137. Call 727-278-3137 or click smoothgator.com, the 60-second pain relief.
Scratch music there, Jen Jen. Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen with the irregular news of the day. And at this point, in each hour that we spend trying to come to terms with what's going on in the day that many people are not getting taking time or learning about. This is a learning experience. And so as we understand technology or don't, it's always important to learn a little bit more. I think each day we add. Last night I was with a couple of fellas who are lobbyists, and this was a learning experience for me. One fellow who's not quite my age, but he's about as friendly with technology as I am. He's telling me how hard it was for him to learn how to use his iPhone. And then after he got used to it, it took 3-4 weeks for me to get used to it. And now I can do anything and everything on it. And he was fiddling around looking for email and talking to people on the phone and doing a couple of different things at the same time. So you can get yourself into it. How often do you find yourself doing that, Jennifer?
All the time.
Talking to people and doing something else?
Talking. Absolutely. I think technology has made us all have ADD.
Yep, you're right about that. Woof. So now let's talk about specific forms of email. How many of you use Gmail? Jennifer, you have a Gmail account?
I do. I don't use it often, but I have one.
All right, I have one. I'm guessing a lot of you do. It seems to be the most popular because the easiest to use because more people are using Google. So let's tune in a moment to Shelley Palmer, who today will explain for you some tips and tricks of using the Google Gmail account you have.
Do you have a used or vintage musical instrument at home gathering dust? Guitar Center's experts are interested in buying it from you now through Sunday. You don't even need to be a musician. Look in attics and basements because we'll pay you top dollar for qualified guitars, amps, pedals, keyboards, drums, and more. It's the Used and Vintage Gear Expo at your local Guitar Center. Now through Sunday. Looking to upgrade? We'll buy qualified used and vintage gear and give you a 15% discount on new gear. You can even trade gear. Find details and your local store at guitarcenter.com.
Today we're asking people to name their one favorite meal for one from Stouffer's.
One favorite? Stouffer's lasagna. But how about the barbecue chicken?
Grilled white meat chicken coated with a sweet and tangy sauce with a side of cheesy potatoes topped with crisp bacon.
Yes.
So that's your one Stouffer's favorite.
Oh, but I also like Stouffer's meatloaf.
Classic meatloaf with a rich tomato glaze, smothered in a savory gravy with a tasty side of... Hey, where are you going?
You kidding? The store.
Stock up on all your favorite Stouffer's meals for one today.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, many of us use Gmail, but I bet you don't know some of the cool tricks that Google has hidden up its sleeve. For instance, when replying to an email, did you know that if you select the text you're replying to and then click the reply button, only the selected text will be quoted? Goodbye, overly long email threads. Hello, sleek minimalist design. Maybe you get tons of emails from certain friends or websites that aren't spam but don't require your immediate attention. Let Gmail's filters take care of those emails for you. Go to Settings and click Filters. Then click Create a New Filter at the bottom and set it up however you'd like. You can have Gmail automatically archive emails from certain senders or with certain keywords in the title. You can have those messages marked as read or have them sent straight to the trash. Letting Google do your work for you means less time sifting through your inbox and more time spent doing real work or just relaxing. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer to learn more about it.
For Doug Stevens' Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
When you are expecting, every day brings you closer to your baby's birthday. Babies aren't fully developed until at least 39 weeks in the womb. Important development of their brains, lungs, and eyes occurs in the last few weeks of pregnancy. If your pregnancy is healthy, wait for labor to begin on its own, because a love like yours is surely worth the wait. Learn more at marchofdimes.com/39weeks.
And now Geico presents 30 Seconds with Maxwell the Pig.
Maxwell, you're on.
Cool. And so you just want me to read the script? You don't want me to do the Wii thing? Okay. Today, I'm going to talk about the new Geico mobile app and how you can manage your policy and get your ID card and customize it with your favorite Geico character. But I'm not yelling Wii or anything because they don't want me to, right?
Correct.
Okay. Just saying it's my thing.
Everything you love about Geico, now mobile. Download the new Geico app today.
All right, so there's a story at DougStefan.com, Jennifer, about the Google Android 4.2 smartphone that apparently doesn't have a very smart operating system. People who are using it say there is no December in their phone's calendar.
Slightly frightening, since the end of the world could happen in December.
The complaint, this is the latest version of the operating system, and it omitted the entire month of December.
It was some nerd that programmed it to scare us all.
You think that's it?
I think so.
Skips
I think
from
I'll get a rise out of them.
November to January. Is Google the new Grinch that stole Christmas? Was the question asked on the website CNET, which is all about technology, et cetera, et cetera. The month of December can be expensive and stressful, but Google apparently has an app for avoiding it. So you can check that out if you have one of those Android 4.2s. The story and info is at DougStefan.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.